Starting material, Boris Yankee Mike, calling NA1SS. Do you copy, over? Here, Delta Lima Zero, follows Yankee Mike, calling NA1SS. Delta Lima Zero, follows Yankee Mike, calling NA1SS. Do you copy, over? Here, Delta Lima Zero, follows Yankee Mike, calling NA1SS. Delta Lima Zero, follows Yankee Mike, calling NA1SS. Do you copy, over? Here, Delta Lima Zero, follows Yankee Mike, calling NA1SS. Delta Lima Zero, follows Yankee Mike, is calling NA1SS. Do you copy, over? Hello International Space Station, hello Tunita, Sierra Paras, Delta Lima 2, Hotel Sierra Charlie, the coordinator for the radio contact of the Samuel von Fuchsdorf Gymnasium, Delta Lima 0, South Yankee Mike, in Flair, Germany. We thank you for the involvement in this contact, and now the first question.
My name is Stephanie, COQCOS. Can you watch an eruption of a volcano from your station? Over.
By using satellites. Over.
My friend says, unfortunately, it's not possible with our technology or our capabilities, I should say. We don't use satellites much here.
My name is Dante, GM1KSC. Can you receive terrestrial radio programs in the orbit? Over.
My name is Felix, GM1HMC. Could you watch four events by television? Over.
Hi Felix, I wish we could. I'm a big baseball and American football fan, and I wish we could, but we actually got some of the football games and baseball games up here via a process called Net Meeting, a program called Net Meeting, which they were able to send this
up here, but there was a little bit of a delay. Over. My name is Monty, CN1HC. How does my aerosonic activity influence the space station? Over.
That's a great question. This one actually does influence our lives up here, one because of radiation. We do have radiation protection on the outside of the space station, but we just have to be careful because we don't have the protection of the atmosphere. So if there's high solar activity, we have to go to areas of the space station which are hidden. And secondly, if we have solar storms like we did at the beginning of my time up here in December, the solar wind actually changed our attitude. Over.
Hi, Stephanie, COQCOS. Can you smell the lights from the orbit? Over.
Hi, Stephanie. As a matter of fact, we could. It's influenced also by the sun. And so the beginning part of our, my instrument up here when I was out doing a spacewalk, the northern lights were absolutely obvious and evident. It was a little bit creepy to see the green light splashing around as we were out there in our spaces. Over.
My name is Francis, CL3CO. Can you see the lightning of thunderstorm? Over.
Hi, Francis. As a matter of fact, we can, and that's a pretty amazing phenomenon. You know, it's a balance of charges, and so when you see one lightning, it's inevitable that you're going to see another one just a little bit farther away, and so from here we can
Can we notice any influence of the atmosphere on the ISS? Over.
Hi, Andre. Well, that's too much up here. I mean, we're pretty much out of our atmosphere. We see how thin our atmosphere is, and we can see that, you know, there's not much protecting the Earth, but where we are, we're pretty much outside of it.
My name is Felix, DN1HFC. Does the weather on Earth influence your work on the station? Over.
Hi, Felix. Not directly to us. However, it does insofar as radio communications with the control centers that are helping us control the space station in Houston and Moscow, soon to be in Munich, and also in Huntsville, Alabama. Over.
My name is Martin, DN1HFC. Can you notice the melting of our poles? Over.
All the way to the poles, but we do see some of the influences of potential global warming, and I've been up here since December, so I've definitely seen a difference in the glaciers, in the Himalayas, in South America, as they're changing, as the sea changes. So we see that has some, we don't know, over.
My name is Stephanie, D-O-C-O-S. Do you see the ozone layer?
Stephanie, we don't necessarily see the ozone layer per se, or I personally couldn't pick it out. I'm not a scientist, so I don't have an expert background in that area. But like I was saying, when we have a couple modules that stick vertically down from the main axis of the station where we can see the thinness of our atmosphere, how little is actually protecting us from the dangers of space out here. And I'm hoping that we're protecting that little layer pretty well. Over.
My name is Francis, CEO of Can you build an internet for them emails
or what? Hi, Francis, this is a great question, and we are trying to figure out a way that we could get the internet up here, because it really would be helpful in this research and answering questions and a lot of great things. We don't have the internet. However, we do have email. We go through a server, which is down in Houston, and so it's pretty highly protected because, as you probably know, a lot of the space station is controlled through computers and electronics, so that's why we don't have access to the internet for viruses, etc. Over.
My name is Dante, DN1HC. How can you avoid damages by space disease? Over.
Hi, Andre. Well, we have a bunch of people on the ground who are monitoring space debris and making sure that it's not going to come in contact with the space station. If it does, we can change our attitude, or we can actually change our altitude to try to avoid it. They can detect anything that's bigger than about a softball type size, and the outside of the space station has a layers of protection on it for small micrometeorites.
My name is Felix, DN1HFC. Is the ISS hit by cosmic particles? Over.
Hi, Felix. I'm not absolutely sure about that. I would think we're subject to anything out here because we are pretty much, you know, out of the protection of our atmosphere. However, we still are within the protection of the Mariana Belt, so we have some protection, but it is pretty much free to be hit by anything up here. Over.
My name is Martin, DN1HC. Can you see other satellites? Over.
You know, I haven't looked for other satellites. That's a great question, and I probably should do that. The other satellites that we see, if you want to call them satellites, are vehicles that are visiting us on our spacecraft, which are Soyuz and Progress and Shuttle, and we absolutely do see them once they separate when it's nighttime, and there's some illumination on them. But other satellites, like communication satellites, they're probably a much higher orbit than us, geosynchronous, so we don't necessarily see those. Over.
My name is Stephanie, GeoCOS. Can you work on space station with soldering islands? Over.
Hi, Stephanie. As a matter of fact, we can. We're doing some experiments to see exactly how you do that, what's the best way, what's the best techniques, and what type of solder to use. I know the Russian side has done it for a while, and they've been doing it to fix things, and we're just learning exactly how to do that. We need that capability if we're going to go away from Earth and be autonomous. Over.
My name is Francis, CO2CO. Do you need to clean the windows of the ISS? Over.
Hi, Francis. Outside, we don't have to clean the windows. Inside, we do, because we end up getting our own sensors on the windows quite a bit as we're all looking out the window. The windows are sort of like a glass bottom boat, and so it's so nice to be looking into the windows. So you end up getting your face pretty close. And we just clean those windows just like you clean a normal window at home. Over.
My name is Dante, DN1HC. How can you communicate with your family members? Over.
I think you have to kind of communicate with our onto them, then we have that net shape so we can see them. Over.
Wir haben Sender Nummer 2, Hotel Sierra Tali, Sender Nummer 0, Falls, Nancy, Mike, Manila. Thank you very much for the nice contact. We are very proud to have the possibility to speak with you. We wish you good luck.